You're listening to Drive On Live, with Jason Wilder.
Hello and sawadee kab here on Live 89.5. I'm joined through the magic of the internet with Mr. Roger Cox, who is the representative and organiser for this year's Distinguished Gentleman's Ride 2019. Hello, Roger. How are you?
Hey, Jason. Good to be back, mate.
Yeah, nice one. Well, I'm absolutely buzzing because we did this a couple of years ago when you brought a beautiful motorcycle for me to have a little go on from Triumph. And we chatted about it last time. And I've got to say, I had one of the best days. It was absolutely brilliant, the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride 2017. I was unfortunately away last year, but it's back on this year. Tell us all about it, Roger. What's happening?
Correct. This year's going to be bigger than ever. We've moved from Tilvar Market to Anupat Showroom because we're anticipating at least 500 people to join in.
Excellent.
And so far, we've had a couple hundred people already registered online and through our Facebook page. This year, the charity is going to be split between the Gentleman's Ride during the early session, and in the evening session, there's a little bit of an after party where part of the charity will be donated to Vatura Hospital as well.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Roger, for anyone who doesn't know about the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride, what the reason for it is, and as you were saying, the part of the ride where there's a charity, what is that involvement?
Distinguished Gentleman's Ride was created in 2012, and it's to promote men's health, basically, and to put a really good image on bikers all around the world. And the charity has been set up through cities throughout the world. So far this year alone, $3.1 million donated and 72,000 people signed up already.
Wow, that's around half of what they're trying to achieve, isn't it? Around 7 million they're trying to go for, yeah?
Yeah, but later on in the next couple of days, I think that's going to shoot up and be pretty close.
For sure. Now, obviously, people can go on if people are listening and they want to go onto the website, distinguishedgentlemansride.com, I do believe.
Correct.
And then basically it's about raising awareness and raising money for things like mental health issues and also prostate cancer. Because obviously us guys, we're really rubbish at checking ourselves and never going to the doctor and such. So this is a great positive way to get, like you said, the image of bikers. It's not all about like the Hells Angels and stuff anymore. It's a bit of a classy do, isn't it? Because what is the dress code for the day as well, Roger?
That's correct. It's a theme ride, vintage style bikes, and you dress up dapper style, gentleman style, and you know, basically suit up and come to the event. If you don't have a motorcycle, no problem, you can come to the after party that starts at 5 p.m. that runs probably until 10 p.m. You can join in, do a donation at the event, or you can log on and do a donation online.
Fantastic. So this is all about getting together. There's going to be a ride as well from the Anupas. Now, let's just quickly describe where Anupas showroom is.
Yes, the Anupas showroom is when you're coming from Phuket town, you get to the Heroines Monument, you turn left, and about 200 metres on the left, there's a Anupas showroom. It used to be the old Honda garage there. They've been kind enough to let us use the venue. And the starting time is 1 p.m. and we start the ride at 3 p.m. We do a small ride to Layan area, in Laguna area, and then back to the showroom.
Fabulous. And it looks great. It felt great when we were all riding together last time I took part in it as well. Now, let's talk about some of the things when people arrive at the Anupas showroom, because you've got like a great space there, haven't you? What's going to be going on?
Yeah, it's massive. There's a big classic car display on this year as well. When you turn up, there's a registration booth. If you haven't already done it online, you go and register. It's for free. You do a donation if you can. And then this year we're going to have, in the after party, we've got local celebrity Southside and a DJ from Big Mountain. He's going to play some music for us and some local bands from Phuket.
Fantastic. So it's going to be a little bit of a music festival as well as the ride as well, which is great. Always nice to have people entertained afterwards. And I think it's going to be great because it's what I'd call definitely from last time, and everyone getting involved in the way people were dressing, like the dapper gentleman style. And also the girls get involved as well in vintage style clothing as well. That's part of it. But it's what I'd term as a very Instagrammable event, isn't it, basically?
It is. It's full of photographers. You can log in after the event, and we'll post all the photos on Facebook, and we'll do a little video. Like I said, if you don't have a motorcycle, you're welcome to come. Just dress up for it, and the party starts at 5 p.m.
Excellent. So that is going on. What's the date for this, Roger?
29 September, which is a Sunday.
Excellent. So that's a great Sunday activity. Hopefully people won't be working and they'll have a chance to get involved. Now, how much is it to get into the whole event, Roger?
It's absolutely free. You pay nothing in the event. There's a lot of food and there's drinks, and all the money that we make in the event, we donate to charity 100%.
Brilliant. There you go. Brilliant. So it's no excuses. Everyone can join in. It's a free event. And then obviously if people do have a little bit of extra money in their pockets, it would be nice to donate it to the charities. And as you said, not just a Distinguished Gentleman's Ride. That'll be mainly in the afternoon and the daytime, but then also donating for which hospital? Was it Vichira?
Vichira Hospital in Phuket Town.
That's fantastic. Always good to have a nice aim to raise some money and help people who need it as well. Well, I think it's a brilliant event, Roger. Well done for getting back on the organisation of this, because I know that you were very proud of it last time. It was a really cool event. The after party was brilliant. The pictures look amazing. Everyone looks so cool. And it's nice, as I was saying before, to ride your bike with a reason, not just like going to work or just like, you know, bobbing around, actually to do it for a nice reason and look cool, Roger, isn't it?
It's a great charity event. It's going to be really fun. Loads of people are going to turn up, you know, and it's something that we're going to try to do every year in Phuket from now on.
Yeah, joining in the world riding together. And on that as well, the world rides together was one of the themes for Phuket Bike Week. You've got a few people who are getting involved as well, making it happen, haven't you, Roger?
It is. The organisers of Phuket Bike Week are very kind. They're going to help sponsor the charity event. We've also got Ducati Phuket, Royal Enfield Phuket, Harley Davidson, they're all going to chip in and help make this happen. So big thanks to them.
Yeah, fantastic. That's Kun Sum and all his team at Harley Davidson and Phuket Bike Week. They're absolute superstars. I've got massive respect for them. So it'll be great to see them all out with their bikes shined up and ready for action.
Yeah.
Well, Roger, thanks ever so much for taking some time to tell us about it. Fantastic. I know you're very busy, so that's why we had to do the little internet interview. But all the best with it. Great organisation. I shall see you on the 29th, Sunday the 29th, for the Distinguished Gentleman Ride 2019. Nice one.
Sure. Thank you, Jason.